Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you are well today. Hey, I want to bring you a teaching. My title today is the Book of Hebrews, about falling away from the faith, or is it more? Yeah, this teaching is mainly about Hebrews 10:26. The willful sin verse, and we'll get to that. But I have men and false people constantly emailing or telling me that the book of Hebrews was just all about the Jews falling away from the faith in Christ. That it's not really ever talking about a warning of sin or a call to obedience. Now, it is about falling away from the faith. We have to admit that. That's what the book is. It's written to the Hebrews, calling the Hebrews not to fall away from their faith in Christ. But these greasy grace false teachers twist that point so far that they ignore the other important aspect of this book that nearly every single chapter mentions: obedience and avoiding sin. I'm going to prove that to you as I go through these, okay? Let's get at it. Hebrews 1, 8 and 9. But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. What's iniquity, folks? Sin. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See that? It's talking about God loves righteousness and hates sin. It's a warning against sin. That's chapter 1. Let's keep going. Hebrews 2, 2 through 3. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and every transgression, what's a transgression? Sin. And disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by him that heard him? See that? Talking about sin. How are we going to escape if we ignore that? Yeah. On to chapter 3, verses 10, 13, and 14. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they all do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways. What does that lead to? Not knowing, not keeping the commandments of God, sin and transgression. Chapter 3 is talking about sin and transgression. Verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. See that? It's talking about sin and holding fast. We know that faith and works go together. So if we lose our faith, or we turn into sin, we're destroying both faith and works. Amen? Yeah, that was chapter 3. Chapter 4. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So here it's talking about unbelief. Can't deny that. Look what it says. Let us labor. Labor hints to us, what do we know from James chapter 2? Faith and works go together. We're to labor in works that prove our faith. So right there, that labor is obedience and works. Chapter 4 proves it. How about chapter 5, verse 9? And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. There's that word, obey him. Chapter 5 is warning about sin and calling us to obey him. I'm not done, folks. Hebrews 6, 10 through 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful, but be followers of them through the patience and faith inherit the promises. Look what it's talking about there, folks. It's talking about labor and work, and because we do it in love. All right? And it's talking about everyone do the same diligence, faith and works, obedience. That's chapter 6. How about chapter 7? Wherefore he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So let's look at chapter 7. So you say, well, where's the obedience there, Brother Jim? He is able to save them the utmost that come to God by him, come to God by Christ. How do we come to God through Christ? What did Jesus say? John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus always tied faith and obedience to loving God. Yeah. Let's keep going. Hebrews 8:10-11. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. Okay. Apostle Paul is quoting right directly from Jeremiah 31 there. Okay? He's talking about the new covenant that God's going to make. What does Jeremiah 31:30 say? But everyone shall die for his iniquity. What's iniquity? Sin. Every man eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. It's talking about sin and iniquity. Paul quoted right from it. Let's keep going. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hey, faith and works, obedience. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. How do you serve the living God? You place your faith and you obey as fruit that you have a saving faith. Yeah, chapter 9 says it too. Oh, here we go. We get to chapter 10. This is what I was talking about. Chapter 10, 26 through 29. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherein he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done so despite the Spirit of grace. You see what it's talking about, folks? Sin. I got these false teachers telling me, well, if we sin willfully, it means we just stop believing in Jesus and doesn't mean sin. You can keep sinning and still go to heaven. That is not what it says. It's warning of sin, warning of a falling away from diligence. There's no more sacrifice if you do it. And what does it say? Those who have trodden underfoot the Son of God. Yeah. You can trot underfoot the Son of God by disbelief. You can also trot if you keep living in sin. You trample the Son of God. So chapter 10, it says it right there. It's about sin, not just losing your faith. Let's go on. Hebrews 11:7-8. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Hey, Noah didn't just believe. Noah worked and Noah obeyed. Otherwise, he would have drowned in the flood. By which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, He was called to go out into the place which he should, after receiving an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Noah and Abraham obeyed because they had faith. That's what that chapter is telling us. Let's go on to chapter 12, verse 1 and 14 and 16. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Ready? Hold on. Let me go back. It's talking about sin in this chapter as well, to avoid it and run our race. Verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Holiness is to be set apart for God. That means you're obeying God. You have faith and you're obeying God. Amen. Talks about it in that verse. Verse 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Right there, it's telling you, don't fall from the grace of God, and then it warns you about sin. Okay? Not just losing your faith. Right there, chapter 12, it warns you about sin. One more chapter, Hebrews 13. We're going to read verse 4, verse 7, verse 9, 16 through 17 and 21. Let's do it. Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Whoremongers and adulterers, that would be what, folks? Sin. Verse 7. Remember them which have rule over you and who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. It's basically telling you, obey the ones that rule over you. Obedience to God's word. Verse 9. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Don't be carried away with doctrine, strange doctrines. That means obey the doctrines God's given us. Amen? Amen. Verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Obey them that rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you. Make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Is that obedience, folks? It is. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Folks, I just went through every chapter. I think there was only one chapter left out. If you read this book of Hebrews and you use good exegesis, you cannot avoid seeing that, yes, the book of Hebrews is a warning about Jews falling away from their faith, but it is also full of warnings about sin and the call of obedience to God due to our saving faith and his spirit work at us. That totally destroys these false teacher heretics that say Hebrews 10:26 isn't about sin, even though it says the word sin twice, which is a transgression of God's law. It's about losing your faith, so you can keep sinning as long as you don't lose faith. That is heresy, folks, straight from the pits of hell. This theme is consistent throughout the Bible in God's Old Testament covenant and his New Testament covenant, where Jesus and the other writers call us to obey in holiness, which is pleasing to our God, and it's the fruit. We're a tree, it's our fruit that we have God at work in us. I hope me going through Hebrews, virtually every chapter, gives you some ammo against all these false heretic men and women, these greasy gray sin approvers who are making excuses for sin, and try to tell you that Hebrews is only about not falling out of faith, and it's not all about sin that can disqualify you or cost you your soul. Oh no, it is exactly about that. There are liars, heretics, false teachers, approving of sin, making excuses for their wickedness. Mark them and avoid them, will you? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I love you guys very much. Let me know I can help you in the faith. We're striving every day, preaching the gospel, trying to pour out on our Spirit and Truth blog at don'tperish.com. Don't be deceived by these false teachers. I'm going to say this one time, and then I'm out of here. Anyone who makes any excuse for any sin, run from them and do not give them any time. God's word is clear. Christ came because of sin. He also came to set us free. We do not have to live in sin, concede to sin, give victory over sin. Repent, turn from your sin. Willful sin, this is sin you choose to keep doing without repenting, changing your mind, changing your ways to defeat it, will cost you your eternal soul. But we have a great advocate, as 1 John says. If we sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. If we confess our sins, that means we agree with God, then God calls us to turn from those sins and battle them and forsake them. Don't live in your sin, folks. Go read the whole book of Hebrews. Get the real context. See the message of obedience and the warning of sin. Again, I love you all. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Cling to Christ, obey his gospel, and walk in holiness and obedience, striving to the end. May God be praised.